WQQ, KN4VWA.
4CBA Mobile.
DJC.
Good morning there, Larry. How are you doing? KB4CBA Mobile. Well, I knew that, Jerry. I was just checking to see if you remembered what your name was.
David, I've got a little thing in my pocket that tells me what my name is in case I don't have it written down in my hand yet. That ain't gotten quite that bad.
It looks like I've gone bad to worse there, but I hadn't talked to you in a while. I don't remember the last time we talked, but it's been a week or two or three. I just can't remember.
Probably been several weeks, I guess. I hadn't been up here to get on in a while. I had to take a surgery on my leg, a little near my ankle down there to get some cancer out from a squamous cell, and it just is, I just got the stitches out about a few weeks ago, about a week ago, I guess, and just hadn't been able to do it. I could walk some, I had to be careful going up downstairs, it was right, it was kind of at a bad place above my ankle there, it won't get anything out of whack, but it's just about completely healed up now, the stitches are out, and I still keep a bandage on it, but it's not, it looks pretty good right now. But I took out a pretty good chunk, so they put stitches inside, cauterized it, and put 14, I got 14 on the outside, so there's a big old excision for a spot about the size of a pencil eraser.
I'm sorry you had to go through that. I hope they got all of it. And, yeah, that's a big incision. I had some taken off my back, and they had to do 4 stitches. And they broke off 2 needles trying to stitch me up. She said my back was as tough as cowhide. But anyway, oh me. Well, I hope you have a good outcome from that, and I guess you'll get a pathology report, and if you haven't already, and I hope that accomplishes all it needs to for you, and you have a full recovery.
Came back clear. I go to a dermatologist in Greenville. He's a real experienced dermatologist. He was in the Navy, pilot, and he did his dermatology at Walter Reed's. Had a lot of confidence in him, and I'm sure he took out the margins were clear. And on the pathology side, I feel good about that. It's the worst thing in the world to have to have that done. The surgery wasn't painful at all, of course, and no, it wasn't any pain. excuse me, afterwards, but man, those daggum lidocaine shots, they used maybe might just been because it was down near my ankle, man, they were extremely painful. And, but the rest of it wasn't a big deal, though, and it hadn't bothered me any really since. I just kind of be careful because I can feel, where it is there. It's kind of just above my ankle bone, and it's a little stress when you go up downstairs. But other than that, though, I hadn't had any pain at all. And my wife, she's had cysts removed from her back. She's still got stitches in her now, so we've been treating each other's wounds. But other than that, everything's good so far. And thank you for asking, too. Talking about your back being tough, that's unusual, but your back's not, you have skin on the back, you look pretty sensitive. I guess you must be nothing but sinew.
It's on my, almost on my shoulder, and it's on my left side of my back there, and it just, I don't know. I guess I just got some thick skin there. But the nurse, I'll never forget, because the second one she broke off, she said, the nurse said, uh-oh. And so, I'm laying on my stomach, and I said, okay, what's uh-oh? And and the doctor said, it's fine. It's I just broke a needle off. She said, that was the second one. And boy, she raked that nurse out right in front of me. She said, never say uh-oh when the patient's lying in the prone position.
It makes sense. They want you to be pretty still when they're doing that. The doctor did mine, but my wife, the PA did hers, and he's a really nice guy. He did a good job on hers, too. And I think they took out of it. It wasn't anything. It's just one of those epidermal cysts, I think is what you call it. But it was about the size of a quarter when they took it out. She noticed it a while back. I said, you need to get that thing out because generally those things are benign. It's basically like we're pores clogged up and up under it gets filled up with all kinds of junk, and you don't want that thing to rupture or anything like that. But it's a little bigger than I thought it was going to be because it didn't seem that big on the outside. It wasn't one like one of these, sebaceous or whatever they call them, cysts that are kind of just between the skin and the epidermis. Those things kind of pop up on people pretty often. It wasn't that type of deal. It was a little deeper than that, but she's doing fine. They've been on the back of her neck, kind of below her, below that C1, I guess it's whichever vertebra it is in right there, where your neck connects to your spine down at the bottom, and this kind of an awkward place to keep dressed and that sort of thing. But she did good with it, though.
Good. I tell you, I had the best surgeon. She was, she's retired now, but it was the lady you used to see on Channel 4. Anytime they had a dermatology, question or anything like that they required or wanted to get the opinion of a dermatologist, they always interviewed my doctor. Her name's Pat Westmoreland. She's still living, just retired, and but she's a little short lady, and she used to come in with a knife in one blade and a consent form in the other. she was a whirlwind, I tell you. And I'd say, what's that piece of paper for? And she'd say, oh, well, that's giving me consent to do what I'm doing right now, taking something off of me, and she said, I'll get you to sign it here in a minute.
Didn't do much for your face, though.
Yeah, your face is going to be hurting. You keep talking like that, buddy.
Left himself wide open, didn't he, Jerry? In 0 TR.
This morning now, you need to calm down a little bit.
As if he wouldn't do that to me.
I asked Tom one day, I said, well, Tom, is your face hurting? And he didn't fall for it because I was going to say, well, it's killing me. But anyway, with that, gentlemen, I am going to bail out of here. I'm at the sports club. I'm going to see if I can hit a tennis ball here in all this wind. And y'all have a good day. Jerry, heal up, and I hope your wife does well, too. And Tom, you behave. Bernice must not be there to keep you in line or something. But we'll talk to you later, too. 73, gentlemen. Y'all have a good one. KV4CBA Mobile, clear.
See you later. Good name. Good to hear you this morning. And Gerald CR.
Good talking to you, David. Have a good afternoon. Tommy, you out there on your own now? Or you, what's going on? How are you getting away with talking like that?
Oh, I'm just sitting here, just finished up half a grapefruit, and Bernice is getting breakfast. We're slow this morning, watching Mountain Men, and just turned on the laptop here to see if there's any junk on it. There is a 16-mile-an-hour wind out of the northwest. That's going to be a little bitey. It says it feels like 42 when it's 49.
Yesterday afternoon, it started cooling off, and it got cold in a hurry. But I was going to mention to Dave since he's out of there, but I saw the one guy I was talking to a guy not, a couple of days ago about the new, you know, Toyota's come out with another new Land Cruiser, which looks a lot like the Ford Bronco, but it's going to be a hybrid. And it's going to be an unusual-looking deal. It looks like it might be probably one of those things is they're going to ask 54 and get 60 grand for it though, time. But it's got a 2.4 liter turbo diesel, I mean, excuse me, 2.4 turbo and a 48-watt hybrid, you know, electric all-wheel drive, and it's got some pretty good-looking features on it. It looks like a pretty decent-looking automobile, but it's just too far out of, I don't need anything that big, and it's way too far out of my price range.
Bronco looks pretty cool, by golly. Oh, I wanted to go outside some today, but I don't know if it's going to get warm enough for this old man. The grass is looking a lot better. Was getting a little bit of rain anyways, Jerry. It's just the previous event was 6,100, so better than nothing. Oh, we went to a concert last night and watched the grandson performing that. They over at Eastside. Boy, they got some really good musicians there this year. I was amazed at both the freshmen and the seniors and juniors band. They just played some incredible pieces. I'm surprised at that age. But I don't like driving at night and going over there. It's just a pain to me, but something you got to do, you know, for these grandkids.
I was in Greenville yesterday, and I was driving home last night, and I just about pulled over home with somebody. I got the warning system up there, and the daggum amber light was on, and I didn't pay attention to it, so I really got to watch it when I drive at night. I just don't see that well, especially in traffic with all the bright lights. And we got to go to our grandkids' chorus concert this coming week from yesterday. It's going to be next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. So that'll be their holiday. They don't call it Christmas anymore. You know, they have to say holidays now, I guess. But that'll be next Tuesday. And so we'll be doing that, and that place will be packed as usual. It'll be just middle school, though. And so both of them, the granddaughter's been in it since she started, and the grandson just moved. He just went to the sixth grade over there, so he's in it, too. And I think the eighth graders are going to, Disney World, I think, in the spring. She goes into high school next year, so I'm not sure how that's going to work out. Hopefully she'll have a good experience there, but she's a smart student, though. Hopefully she'll do well and didn't get lost in the tangle over there. She's going to jail, man, I think.
It's funny the way they do schools now, as far as their hours and that goes. Very odd. I don't know. Disney World would be far from any place I'd want to go. We took kids to Washington, D.C. when Bernice and I was head of the Band Boosters. And they growed up about 10 years after they seen that. But, I think it's got one of the highest crime rates now in the United States. So I don't know if I'd want to go back up there.
I went with a group that was selecting some big group. You know, they go up to New York, and they spent a few days in New York, and I think that pretty much opened eyes. Of course, they had her mother went with her, but there was one of her friends had been up there multiple times and knew her way around, said they knew where not to go. But yeah, it's just, as far as D.C., I think it's worse, Tom. It's just not, all those big cities are getting to be pretty dangerous. I guess if you know your way around them, it's not too bad. If all you got is make one wrong turn in the wrong section, wrong time.
Have to laugh. Bernice and I did that one night coming back from Kansas City, and another time she came up to pick me up. I'd been out on a business trip, and I guess that's what it was, wasn't it, huh? But, oh, me and Shelly went to, for her to audition at some university before she started school, and she turned into the wrong area. The night we turned into the wrong area, I was driving. And I'm telling you, Jerry, it got scary that, a police officer, I asked him a direction, and we didn't have GPS back then. And he said, if you come to a stoplight in this area and there's no cars coming, he says, don't stop. And that's a bad recommendation right there, you know. And I was sitting there with a .38 Special snub nose between my legs all through that area until we got out of it. It was like these big, tall apartment buildings, and you was boxed in on both sides. All the parking places were taken, and there wasn't nowhere to go. And it gets frightening. And I heard on TV the other day in San Francisco, women are afraid to wear their wedding rings or any jewelry when they walk down the street out there now.
I mean, some areas, thankfully, it's not gotten quite that bad here. Of course, it always can get worse. Sometimes living in a more rural area is a good thing. But I don't have the... I used to enjoy going to Atlanta and walking around the city. Me and back years ago, and you walk around, had been up there a bunch of times, had family and friends up there. We used to have a great time up there, but I'd be real hesitant to go there now. Riding the transit system's dangerous. You know, it's probably, it may not be as bad now, but it was really bad for a while, but I wouldn't get on anymore. Just one of those boomers, I guess, Tom, that people make fun of all the time. But I've been in enough close scrapes to know where not to go if possible, just stay out of trouble.
Yeah, I don't like to see that aquarium over there, but I ain't driving over there. I went over there one time to Ham Radio Outlet. It's not a very big place, but... I got into that traffic over there, and oh my, never again. And I hear a lot of guys on the radio here say that, one of them in particular, and I don't remember his name, they've lived in Atlanta quite a while, and he's getting ready to return. They bought a house over here just so that they could get out of Atlanta on the weekends. That's pretty good unreference, I guess you would say, to Atlanta.
My sister and her husband, they're basically both retired now. She was a school counselor. He worked at Georgia Tech for a while. He had a DOD, and he's doing consulting work now. They've been traveling a good bit. They went to Scotland, then went to Switzerland and Germany just this past week. And she's getting to travel some now, but they live in Duluth, and that area has grown up so much, it's just unreal. It was last time where they didn't even recognize it, and get to the HRO over there is you can go in a back way, it's not too bad, but the traffic there is so terrible. It's right in the middle of HRO is right in the middle of all that. Yeah, they got big, big, big Korean community there, and that's in Vietnamese, and that's right in the middle. It's a little tiny store right in the just a section, about three strip stores and a little strip mall, strip shop center. That's right in the middle of it. It's got like four parking places. And, it's been there since the mid-90s, and it's just got progressively worse. They'll never move, I don't think, though, but... It's a popular store, though. They get a lot of traffic in there, surprisingly, even as small as the parking lot is. But it's like you feel like you're taking your life in your hands because you have to get off, you have to get on 85 and get off 85 and go up to 85 and take off on Buford Highway. And it's just, it's not that far. I mean, you can make it in an hour, 20 minutes or something like that. But if you get caught in that traffic at the wrong time, it turns into a two-hour drive.
Jerry, I'm going to have to cut it short and run. Bernice is getting ready to put my egg on, and she's going to slap me around if I don't get over there at the table. And I've really enjoyed talking to you this morning, though, Jerry. I had just turned on the radio, and I heard you and Dave. And Dave and I, we always got to barb each other for something. But I was just waiting for an opening. yeah, I agree with you on HRO. It's just bad location. And I deal with them on the phone, but that's about it. Take care, Jerry. And we'll catch you down the line in 4DJC in 0GR73. And have a good day.
Tom, you and Bernice have a good day. Good talking to you in 0TR in 4DJC. Clear.